ओम शांति।
बाबा के पास वतन में भोग लेकर के गई।
आई रीच द सेटल्ड रीजन टू ऑफर भोग टू बाबा।
बाबा को जाने के साथ ही सभी भाई बहनों की
After I reached there, I gave the loving remembrance of all the brothers and sisters to Babada. Baba said, on the day of Sadguruvar, since the morning,
बाप के पास पहुंचती रहती है।
Children's remembrances were reaching Baba.
बाबा का बच्चा,
every Baba's child,
उसी प्रकार याद देते रहते हैं।
Was remembering Baba in such a form,
याद के साथ,
and Baba too,
हर बात को,
along with children's remembrances. Baba understand their every single matter.
Baba said.
Baba said this, and in the settled region, Baba emerged two scenes in the settled region. In one scene, Baba showed that in the early days, there used to be a chakki or hand operated mill or grinder. In that chakki, in the hand operated grinder, both types of flours would come out, that is the coarse flour and fine flour. I asked Baba, why are you showing this chakki today, hand operated grinder today?
तो बाबा ने कहा कि देखो बच्ची,
बाबा सेड, सी चाइल्ड,
पहले जमाने में,
इन द अर्ली डेज,
जब लोग हाथ से आटा पीसते थे,
व्हेन पीपल यूज्ड टू ग्राउंड द फ्लावर विद द हैंड विद द यूज ऑफ दिस चक्की, द फ्लावर्स वुड कम आउट कोर्सली ग्राउंड एंड आल्सो एज रिफाइंड फाइन फ्लावर्स. And these two types of flours, that's refined flours and coarsely ground flours, they would use these in different types. They wouldn't waste coarse ground flours also and the refined ground flours. They would use it in different ways. Baba said in the same way, in the initial time, in Baba's home, those children who came initially, in those time, Baba's gyan was coarse. It was not a very refined knowledge. Baba would try to make them understand in few words, and that words would be imprinted in children's minds. Now, according to the time, Baba's knowledge has become so refined. In the same manner, through the help of science, people's mind is also becoming refined and they are becoming long-sighted. Baba said, in those times too, the coarse flour was also of great demand and they would use that in different ways. Baba said, that's why Baba would see the two types of children, those children who came in the initial period, how in the initial days,
गुप्त ज्ञान को भी बच्चों ने
कितना सही सटल नॉलेज that those children were also able to understand this subtle knowledge. And even now, people's intellect is refined. The children are of two types, Brahman children and the people of the world. They are also understanding. Baba showed this scene. And immediately, Baba showed another scene in the southern region. Today, these two scenes were really beautiful and very subtle. In the second scene, Baba showed a cotton. That is the lamp and the wing. They would use the cotton and expand it to make it into a wing. Baba said, see child, I said in between, Baba, in the Madhuban, teachers have come to do the tapasya. Baba said, that's why I'm showing you this scene today. Baba then showed this cotton wick which was expanding. Baba said, see, this cotton, it also acts as a lamp. And when you expand this cotton, when you stretch it, you can expand it to make it a wick for the lamp. Baba said, according to the time, children's intellect should be unlimited and far-sighted in the manner that when you expand the cotton, you can expand the cotton to make a long wick. Even if it breaks in between, you can join that and elongate that. Baba said, in the same manner, children's intellect should be so subtle and so sharp. Baba said, in the olden days, dadis would say, that it was really difficult for them to forget Baba. It was difficult for them to cut the connection with Baba. Baba said, in the same way, according to the time, you children's intellect should be so much connected to Baba that there should be constant love towards Baba. So this cotton acts, can be used in two ways, which acts as a wick and also acts as a light when you light that wick. Baba said, in the same manner, those who have come for the bhakti in Madhuban, they should have this constant love towards Baba, and it should be constantly connected to Baba, that it should not break in between. Baba said, when there is constant love and when there is constant connection, when it's lighted from inside, there won't be any kind of darkness which will come in the form of Maya. Maya will never come to you if you have constant connection from inside. So you should have constant faith and you should make yourself strong, because in the coming time, in front of you children too, different forms of Maya will come in different forms and different ways. That's why your children's intellect should be constantly connected with Baba. Baba said, that's why, child, Baba has shown these two scenes to you. Then I offered the book to Baba. There were remembrance of many brothers and sisters. I gave the special remembrance of those brothers and sisters to Baba. And Baba emerged those souls and offered the book that came from Madhuban to those souls. And then Baba gave very, very loving remembrance to all the brothers and sisters. Baba said, this love and remembrance from the heart, you should constantly have this love and remembrance. If you have this constant love and remembrance, you will also experience Baba's help and love. Baba said this much, and then I came down. Om Shanti.